What if there was a way to really align yourself with prosperity, maybe even a simple like 7-minute way? It sounds almost too easy, right?
Yeah.
But today, we're diving deep into something called the Billionaire Brainwave Program. We're basing this on excerpts from an article, What is the Billionaire Brainwave Bonanza?, which we found over on Ask Mystic Investigations. They tend to explore, mystical and sometimes paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
So our mission today is really to unpack this system. It claims it's got this revolutionary manifestation approach using a unique frequency, a blend of ancient wisdom and modern brain science.
Yeah, supposedly to rewire your subconscious for wealth, abundance, success.
Yeah.
The whole package.
Right. Okay, so let's unpack this. Where does it start? Well, the article kicks off by looking back historically. It mentions this long-standing human fascination with unseen forces, things like sacred frequencies and vibrations that mystics, shamans, sages, they've talked about these for ages as keys to abundance.
And it's interesting how the source immediately brings in two different angles on that. On one hand, you've got modern science calling similar effects brainwave entrainment.
Okay, like guiding your brainwaves.
Exactly. Using sound or light to nudge your brain into a specific state, like relaxation or focus. But then the article points out that people in the, let's say, paranormal or mystical field see it as something deeper.
Deeper how?
They apparently call it a mystical key, something that unlocks the Akashic current of prosperity.
The Akashic current, right? That's from esoteric traditions, isn't it? Like a universal energy field or record.
That's the idea, holding all knowledge, all potential, including, in this view, the potential for abundance. So the Billionaire Brainwave Program is positioned as a tool, a modern way to tap into that using this specific, unique 7-minute frequency. And the article makes this really bold claim, doesn't it? Something about frequencies shape reality itself.
Yeah, and that everything within our macroverse is actually in the same zero-dimensional space.
It gets pretty complex
Yeah.
there. It does. It's diving into some quite advanced quantum mystical concepts. But I think the core idea they're pushing is that fundamentally, energetically, reality is all connected and maybe even changeable through vibration. It's a fascinating thought, even if it is a bit abstract.
Definitely abstract. So how does it connect back to something more concrete, like our brains? The article mentions brainwaves specifically.
Right. It shifts gears a bit here, talking about the science of brainwaves, describing every thought we have as an electromagnetic vibration.
Yeah, like our brains aren't just passive thinkers. They're actively broadcasting signals, operating in different modes.
Okay, so what are these modes or states?
Well, the source breaks down four main ones. First up is beta. That's roughly 13 to 30 hertz. That's your normal waking state, alert, analytical, sometimes stressed. Your everyday survival mode, basically.
Got a busy brain.
Exactly. Then you've got alpha, which is slower, around 8 to 12 hertz. This is more relaxed, calm focus, good for light meditation or visualization.
Okay, a bit calmer. Then deeper still is theta. That's about 4 to 7 hertz. This is the state of deep meditation, REM sleep, and crucially, it's linked to accessing the subconscious mind. It's where reprogramming is thought to happen more easily.
So that's sounds important for this program.
Very. And finally, there's delta, really slow, 0.5 to 3 hertz. That's deep, dreamless sleep, important for physical healing and restoration.
So theta is the target zone for this billionaire brainwave.
Okay, precisely. The article says the program uses a unique theta frequency, but it's not just any theta sound. It's supposedly embedded with a specific prosperity tone.
A prosperity tone. What does that mean?
Well, they also mentioned that paranormal researchers call this a wealth resonance frequency. The implication is that it's a sound signature specifically engineered to resonate with the energy or vibration of wealth, not just generic relaxation.
Interesting. So the goal isn't just general relaxation like some meditation tracks, but actually using that receptive theta state to implant new ideas.
Sort of. The idea is to bypass the conscious mind's usual filters. You know, all the self-doubt, the I can't do that, the scarcity thinking we all pick up.
Right, the inner critic.
Exactly. Instead, the program aims to directly plant new subconscious commands or beliefs specifically related to attracting wealth and abundance, making your subconscious more receptive to those kinds of thoughts.
And how do they frame that? Is it mystical or scientific?
Well, the article kind of offers both views side by side. It says mystics might describe it as tuning your aura to abundance.
Okay, the energy field idea again.
Right. While scientists, looking at the brain, might see it simply as neuroplasticity in action.
The brain changing itself, forming new pathways.
Yeah. So whether you see it as energy work or brain rewiring, the mechanism described is about shifting your internal state, your vibration, towards being more receptive to wealth.
Which brings us neatly back to the metaphysical side of things.
Yeah.
Energy, vibration, attraction. How does the article tie these concepts together?
It really leans into that core spiritual principle, like attracts like. That's the heart of the law of attraction in many, many mystical traditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, if your personal vibration is low, tuned to scarcity or fear, that's what you tend to experience more of. But if you can raise your vibration, make it resonate with wealth, abundance, opportunity, then those things are more likely to flow to you.
So the program acts like a tuning device.
Pretty much. The article uses the phrase tuning fork for your soul, aligning your personal frequency with what it calls the energetic blueprint of billionaires and magnetic leaders. A bit lofty, maybe, but that's the concept.
And it connects this modern audio track back to ancient practices again.
It does. It points out historical examples. Tibetan monks, Egyptian priests, Mayan shamans, apparently all using sound rituals, chanting, things like that, specifically to invoke prosperity.
This program is like a modern digital version of those rituals.
Kind of, yeah. The article makes that comparison explicit. Headphones instead of temples.
Okay, headphones instead of temples. What's the significance of that shift, according to the source? Is it just about convenience?
It's presented as more than just convenience. It suggests it's a strategic evolution, making these powerful techniques accessible. You don't need years of monastic training or access to some ancient sacred site anymore.
Right.
You can supposedly engage in this kind of energetic alignment practice in your own home, just with headphones and this audio track. It makes this potentially sophisticated process available to anyone trying to shift their financial situation. The impact is meant to be a direct, personal, an internal shift rather than relying on external ceremony.
Okay. Now, lots of people have tried other ways to manifest wealth. Vision boards, affirmations, meditation. You hear about these all the time.
Sure.
But the article suggests these traditional methods often, well, they don't always work out. People get frustrated.
Right. And this raises that key question. How does this program claim to be any different? Why would this work when those other things might not?
So what reasons does the article give?
It outlines three main points. First, it claims many traditional methods don't reach the subconscious effectively. They stay on the surface, dealing with the conscious mind, but the real blocks, the core beliefs about money, are deeper down.
Okay, that makes sense.
Second, consistency. Many traditional methods require significant time commitment, hours of daily practice, the article says. And let's be honest, most people just don't maintain that long term. Life gets in the way.
True.
And third, it talks about an energetic spark. The idea is that affirmations or visualizations alone might lack the necessary energetic punch to really break through deep-seated resistance or old programming.
So how does the billionaire brainwave claim to overcome those hurdles?
Well, that's the pitch, isn't it? It claims to deliver that subconscious programming in just 7 minutes a day, tackling the time issue. It uses audio brainwave entrainment specifically to bypass the conscious critic and reach the subconscious, addressing the depth issue.
And the spark.
And it claims the embedded frequencies themselves provide that energetic spark, igniting what it calls an energetic quantum shift, suggesting a faster, more fundamental change in your energy field compared to just repeating phrases.
Okay, a quantum shift. That sounds significant.
Yeah.
What about actual results? What kinds of real-world benefits does the article say users are reporting?
Yeah, this is where it gets pretty interesting. The article lists experiences it calls almost paranormal.
Like what?
Things like unexpected windfalls, you know, finding money, getting a surprise bonus check, random refunds, sudden gifts, stuff appearing seemingly out of the blue.
Okay.
Also, career breakthroughs, promotions that seemed unlikely, new job opportunities just landing in their lap, again, described as out of nowhere.
Wow.
Then there's heightened intuition. People reporting they just knew which investment to make or who to connect with for business, making better gut decisions.
Intuition, okay.
And a big one seems to be emotional freedom. People reporting letting go of that constant money anxiety, feeling a sense of calm and certainty about their finances instead.
That alone would be huge for many people.
Absolutely. And finally, synchronicities. Those meaningful coincidences, chance meetings, unexpected calls, finding the right information at the perfect time that lead directly to financial gain or opportunities. Like, you know, maybe bumping into an old colleague who happens to need exactly your skills for a new project, that kind of thing.
So the report suggests it's not just about feeling better, but actually seeing tangible changes and opportunities show up.
That's what the article claims users are experiencing. It suggests a shift where people are suddenly more aware of and receptive to opportunities they might have missed before. The source's paranormal investigator frames this as an aura realignment, a change in your energy attracting different experiences.
Okay. And the program itself, what's actually included? Is it just the one audio track?
It's designed to be pretty simple. There's the core 7-minute audio track, which is the main wealth frequency session.
Right.
But it also comes with bonus prosperity frequencies.
Yeah.
These are apparently extra tracks for things like clearing specific scarcity blocks or enhancing creativity.
Okay. Supplemental tracks.
Yeah. And also guided wealth rituals, which sound like simple instructions or exercises to do alongside the listening to maximize the effect. But the main selling point seems to be the ease of use. The article stresses no complicated meditation, no hours of training, just listening daily.
Just listening. Now, I can hear the skeptics already. It's just sounds. How can listening to an audio track possibly create these kinds of results? How does the article counter that?
It anticipates that, definitely. It actually brings out a quote attributed to Nikola Tesla.
Oh, Tesla.
Yeah. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, using his authority to suggest that frequency is fundamental.
Okay, appealing to a scientific icon there.
Right, and then it draws parallels to things we readily accept about sound, like how music clearly affects our mood, right? Or how chanting is used in many traditions to shift the energy of a space. Or even binaural beats, which have measurable effects on brain states.
True, we know sound impacts us.
Exactly. So the article's argument is essentially, if we accept sound can do those things, why is it such a leap to believe specifically engineered frequencies could influence our resonance with abundance?
So the claim is, it's not just any sound, but a specific targeted frequency.
That's the key difference they highlight. It's about intentional tuning, as the article puts it, aligning you with this archetype of prosperity. And again, from that paranormal viewpoint, it's described as a kind of gateway ritual to abundance consciousness, implying a very deliberate vibrational signature designed for a specific outcome.
Okay, so if someone is intrigued and wants to try this, does the article give any practical advice on how to use it effectively, like best practices?
It does. It lays out 4 basic steps for making the most of it.
All right, what are they?
First, set your intention. Before you hit play, get clear on one specific wealth goal you want to focus on. Could be a promotion, paying off a debt, finding a new client, whatever. Just be specific.
Okay, intention first. Makes sense.
Second, listen with headphones. This is apparently crucial for the brainwave entrainment effect to work properly, delivering the frequencies directly and effectively.
Headphones, got it.
Third, visualize. While you're listening, actively imagine yourself already having achieved that goal. See it. Feel the emotions, the joy, the relief, the freedom. Really embody it.
Engage the imagination.
Yep. And fourth, and this is important, take inspired action. After listening, pay attention to any intuitive nudges, ideas, or opportunities that pop up. The article stresses you need to act on them, even if they seem small or unrelated. Don't just sit back and wait.
Ah, so it's not passive. You listen, then you act on the insights or chances that appear.
Exactly. That's what creates the feedback loop of manifestation the article talks about. Your internal shift through listening aligns with taking action in the external world. It's a combination.
That's a much more active process than just listening to sounds.
Right. Frames it as a co-creation. The audio helps shift the internal state, but you still need to engage with the world.
Well, this has certainly been a fascinating look into this program. It really tries to weave together neuroscience, these ancient metaphysical ideas, and some very practical steps.
It's definitely a unique blend, promising a kind of shortcut, a direct line to rewiring your mindset for abundance.
And it's good to remember that broader definition of wealth the article mentioned too.
Absolutely. That reminder that wealth isn't just about the money in the bank. It's also about freedom, opportunity, even love, and feeling empowered to live your purpose without being held back by financial fear. It elevates the goal beyond just cash.
A much richer definition. So I suppose, as the source suggests, the choice is yours, isn't it? Stay tuned to that familiar frequency of scarcity, or perhaps consciously choose to step into what this program claims is the frequency of abundance. Something to think about.